Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Campus Chronicle podcast. I am Cole, and with me I have fellow staff writers Aaron.
Hello.
And Bella.
Hi.
And we are doing an episode that I think we were supposed to have done probably a week or so ago based off of our poll that we did on our Twitter. We're going to be talking about things that we wish that we had started doing sooner. Whether it be like back in high school or even earlier, maybe. Does anyone have one like off the top of their heads that they want to start with? Do you have one, Aaron?
Yeah, I think the main one for me that I especially started thinking when I got into like my senior year and like my freshman year of community college is like, I wish I'd really taken the time to like sit down and think about the career I want, just because I felt like when I got into my senior year, it was something I didn't really thought about enough. So I was like, I don't know, I guess scrambling in my mind to think like, well, what do I want to do with my life? I'm not really sure. So if I'd just taken time, maybe like freshman, sophomore year to kind of be like, okay, what am I good at? What should I go into later in life? I think that would make a huge difference where I'm at now.
I think that's a pretty classic college like thing. Like you always hear about people changing their majors like two or three times. My own sister changed her major three times, and she still has gone back for like a fourth different thing. So like I was lucky enough to have that example from my older sister that like I saw how much she was changing what she wanted to do, and I was like, I'm just going to wait. Like I didn't go to college I waited like 4 years after high school to go to college just because like I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Right. And I think that's something we should try and like normalize too. Even if it doesn't necessarily be 4 years, but like just taking a year off, because like going straight from high school to college, I feel like for a lot of people, and I'll even include myself in this, is kind of like a rush, I guess. Like if you've taken a year to kind of sit back and relax a little bit, I think that would help a lot of people.
I think that's also kind of important for like even just to explore hobbies like within that year or that time off. Because like if you find a hobby that you can turn into a career or at least similar, like that would be the ideal, I think. Like, that's kind of what I did. Like that's why I went into writing, at least to some degree, whether it be for like journalism or like news writing or creative writing. Like I just found that I really enjoyed writing.
Right.
I would agree. I think that there's like a stigma around like taking a gap year, and that a lot of times will like push people away from doing that and think they just need to go to college. But why go spend your money or get into debt if you're just like not knowing what you're doing?
Yeah, definitely. And I think too, like, granted, I mean, me personally, I'm still a young person, I'd say. And like, even I can look back and be like, even a senior in high school, which is roughly almost 2 years ago for me, they're stupid. They don't know what they want and they shouldn't have the decision yet. They need to calm down a little bit and understand a little bit more of where they want to go with their life. Just because like I said, high schoolers, they don't make the best decisions. So going right from high school to college maybe isn't the best idea.
You sweet summer child, only 2 years out from your senior year of high school.
I know, yeah, you got some time on me.
I was the class of 2015.
Huh. Wow, I didn't even know. I knew we were like a little bit apart, but I didn't know we were 2015. Yeah, apart. I was just a freshman then.
Practically a grandpa. My life's basically over.
Something I would add to kind of with like planning what you want in the future, I would say use your school's resources to your advantage, like especially your deans or like your counselors. Because I didn't even really think about it till I got out of high school that I was like, those counselors are there to help guide you like into your next path. For some reason, I always thought they were just there for like, you know, everyday support type thing. But the resources they have can really help you like plan out the rest of your future kind of. And I think a lot more people should take advantage of that.
my counselor tried to dissuade me from going into writing because she said it was hard to make a career out of.
And that is one of the drawbacks too, though. I know a lot of
people say, she was trying to course correct me because I had two unrealistic ideas of what I wanted to do. But in general, yes. There were other reasons. Like, I didn't see a counselor until my senior year because they made me. I don't remember why.
Right.
I think I, like, slipped in one of my classes. Like, I was, like, I had, like, A's and, like, everything. I think I had, like, a B or a C at one point in one of my classes, and they made me start seeing a counselor. It was something weird. Like, I think I'm okay. I think it was just a weird period. But, yeah, no, I would agree, though, that, like, even though they made me see a counselor, it did help. And, like, they did, like, give me resources and, like, just kind of help me with certain things.
Right. And I don't know about you guys, but for some reason, it seems like in elementary school, kind of, they almost, like, put it in your head that a counselor is almost like a therapist, I guess. At least it was for me. Like, they'd kind of be like, hey, if you're having trouble with bullies, go to your counselor type thing. But then as you get into high school, they don't really change that. So it's more like you have the idea they're there for emotional support and not, like, you know, future planning or anything. At least that's how it was for me. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, we stopped having that counselor when I got into high school. In elementary and middle school, they would always say, there's a counselor, like, for anything you need. And, like, you know, for emotional support or anything. But once we got into high school, they basically just said that your counselor was there for academic support. So I felt like they kind of thought we didn't need that anymore. And that was kind of discouraging.
You're saying that, like, when you got into high school, they only focused on the academic, or they didn't? I think I kind of misunderstood what you're saying.
They focused it so much on being academic, where I think there was a lot of kids who were having, like, more emotional and mental problems as they were getting older, and they kind of ignored that. So that was just my thing. I thought that was kind of weird.
Right. Like, there's a lot of kids who are struggling mentally, and they kind of need that help from a counselor.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's nice about DMAC, too, is they offer really good, like, therapy, mental health type stuff. Like, I think it's been a while since I've heard about it, but I think that, like, once you're in the system, it's pretty much free to go back and get help from them. I mean, I haven't used it personally, so I'm not sure, but I've heard they have a really nice, like, way to get you into the therapy program that really helps you.
Yeah. That is a big difference from high school to college. So there's a lot more resources in college, so that's nice.
Yeah, for sure. Cole, did you kind of say what yours was, like what you wish you would have done different?
Oh, I was going to. I didn't. I was going to move it on to Bella, but I can go.
Yeah, you can
go. Oh, do Bella instead. Yeah, go for it.
We're all like, no, you.
We're too polite here. We just want everyone else to go first. I think I wish I did more things that scared me, if that makes sense. Like, I didn't start doing newspaper in high school until my senior year of high school. And then I realized that, like, I really liked it. And I could have been doing it the entire time. Like, I could have started it freshman year and been doing it all the way up through senior year, but I just didn't try it because the prospect of, like, having it printed on a newspaper to go throughout the whole school and everyone see it scared me. But, like, after doing it, it wasn't a thing anymore. So it's, like, I don't know, things like that, where it's, like, so the idea of something scared me. I did it, was nowhere near as bad as I thought it would be, and then I ended up liking it. Because that even happened again here at DMAC, like, when I started doing, I kind of had to talk myself to go back into doing newspaper here, like, after mass media, because it's, like, because I knew it would have to be more involved, and it's, like, okay, I'm okay with putting my own, like, writing out and people reading it. I've never had to interview someone. But it's, like, I kind of remembered that's, like, well, back in high school, I did a thing that scared me. It was okay. I can do that again. And I did. And then after, like, the first couple interviews, like, I still get kind of nervous, but it's not as debilitating as the first one was.
Yeah, and I would completely agree with that too. I wish I'd have done more stuff and put myself out there more. Just because I assume we're pretty similar, Cole. We're both kind of like introverted a little bit.
A little bit is understanding it.
But for me, once I got into college, even within the first year, I felt like the amount of confidence I had just went up like exponentially. Just because I think I kind of started to realize, like, since I didn't really know a lot of people at DMACC, I was like, no one really cares about you that much. And I know it sounds like harsh, but like, if you do a new thing and it doesn't go well, nobody's going to care. The only person who's going to care is yourself, pretty much. So like, once I kind of realized that, I feel like I really started to gain confidence in everything. If I had that in high school where I just kind of thought, you know, no one's going to care if you mess up, just go try this new thing. I kind of, like you were saying, I wonder how that would kind of affect where I'm at now, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think I would have enjoyed high school more. Again, like I said, especially the newspaper, if I did that sooner. Because I feel like I don't even remember high school up until senior year because I just did not care about like anything that was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plus like when you kind of put yourself out there more and get more confidence, you start to not only make more friends, but like attract the kind of friends who are like-minded with you. Like instead of getting, you know, crappy high school friends who you aren't really that close with, or maybe like you don't really have similar interests, you start to get the people who do have similar interests with you and are on the same level as you. And for me personally, that bond of friendship is way better than a crappy high school friendship.
What about you, Bella? Is that something that like you can relate to, or do you have something else you want to pivot to?
I would say that I wish I had applied for more scholarships, because even like little scholarships like make a difference, and you think that you're never gonna get any, but I think if I had actually financially planned for college, I would be in a lot better place, because I just thought, oh, I won't get it, so I won't apply for it, even if it was a small thing. So that was just one of my things.
I think that's a really good point. Yeah. Like I know for me, I was kind of like, I'll apply for those later. I'll figure it out. But then didn't. And yeah, like you were saying, I'd be in a lot better place now if I'd just gone for it. And even if they didn't get anything, at least I applied.
I think there are a lot of people that think that way. And then sometimes those scholarships just sit there. So it's like sometimes you like might get something almost just by default, because sometimes it's just not enough people even applying for them and they just have extra money.
Yeah. And like, yeah, there's definitely a lot of even just companies who have scholarships that no one even knows about. And like you said, if you apply just by default, you'll probably get something.
Yeah.
Or it's the chances are probably better than you think they are, because a lot of people, either just because they don't know about them, they don't think they'll get them, or they just don't care, don't bother. Like, there's probably less people applying for certain scholarships than you think.
Yeah. And I think, too, one of the best, like, financial decisions I made, or actually more like I was forced into, kind of, was that my parents were pretty much just like, look, I know you might not think it's a good idea, but you're going to go to community college first and get your gen eds, and then you're going to transfer to a 4-year. And like, I just kind of thought like, but that's not what you do. You go to a 4-year first, you know, like most people probably think. But now that I'm at DMACC and seeing how much I save, like compared to University of Iowa, for example, I'm so glad that decision was made for me, because that was a lifesaver, you know?
Yeah, I think the pandemic actually kind of like helped me with that, because I was going to go to University of Iowa this year, but then I thought, why would I pay all that money just to like do online classes, which I could do at DMACC for cheaper.
Right. Yeah. And like really a lot of the professors for your gen ed regular classes, like your English and science and all that, they're really just as qualified as like University of Iowa would be, unless you're specifically going to be like a scientist or something. But in that case, you know, you're going to be doing those higher advanced courses anyways.
Even then, though, like my science, I had a science professor a couple semesters ago who was doing a side project with NASA. So it's like, they are just, I think a lot of DMAC professors are either like they worked at another 4 year and they kind of like stepped back a bit, but they didn't like retire. But like, I feel like most of the people I've had either had at one point worked at a 4 year or still do stuff with 4 years and then just also do DMAC as well.
Right. Like they're not any less qualified or anything.
So like, and I also feel like DMAC is just a good way to like kind of get into the college experience.
Yeah.
Like it's a nice stepping stone between high school and like a 4 year, I believe. Having not gone to a 4 year, I guess I'm kind of speaking out of turn, but I at least feel like it's not as intense as I expected it to be.
Yeah, definitely. And the analogy I kind of use a lot is community colleges like high school 1.5. Because, I mean, like, really, from what I found, it's not super different from high school. I mean, like, there's money you're actually paying and, like, a higher education. You could tell the difference. But otherwise, it's not that different from high school.
For me, DMAC is actually cheaper than my high school was because I went to a private school. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. And sometimes I'm like, I expected the classes to be harder because it was college. And so I almost feel like they're easier because I had such high expectations and I anticipated it so much. So that's not that bad.
Yeah. And like, I've seen memes and such about it before, but the joke is always like in high school, they tell you your professors are just going to be like unrelenting and it's going to be so hard and your education is going to be extremely stressful. Then like you get to college and you're like, wait, this is like not really anything. Like the professors are just super laid back and nothing is rigorous or intense or anything like that. If anything, high school is more intense.
I have found that the like format even of like community college, in some ways I just find it easier than high school was. There's less overall assignments, at least for the classes I've been taking. And it's like, like your midterms and your finals and like the assignments you do have are more important because of that. Like you really can't afford to like do super poorly on those or to miss those. But I feel like, I don't know, I'm not doing as much busy work as I was back in high school. So it's like, in some ways I find it easier or more manageable. Because I'm also taking like 4 classes a semester as opposed to like 8.
Yeah, and it's like you said, it's not as much busy work. It's more like you have these big kind of larger concept assignments that you actually learn from instead of doing a once a day activity that just feels like you said, busy work.
I agree. I think it's just better for learning in general.
Yeah, and I don't know, it seems like when you actually get those bigger types of assignments, they're not just much easier work because like you actually learn more too, but maybe that's just me.
Well, does anyone have any other like things they wish that they had known or started earlier? Maybe even like outside of like a school setting, just like in general.
I mean, it's not necessarily like a planning for your future. It's more just a general well-being thing. It's when you're in high school, it's very tough to realize this, but you have to realize that really high school doesn't matter that much. Like it's such a small window of your life compared to everything else. That it's just, don't stress yourself out worrying about all the little like social things in high school. Just like have a good time and relax and get through and graduate and then realize there's way more to life than just high school.
I feel like that is kind of important to realize with schooling in general. Like not to like not take it seriously, but also don't put so much pressure on yourself over it. I used to be like way too focused about being like perfect, and I still kind of have in certain classes, even here in community college. Like the classes I care about I almost care too much sometimes, to the point where like it just stresses me out. And it's like, you don't need to get 100% on every assignment, and like you don't really need to like put so much pressure on your grades. Like, I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. I agree what you're saying. Yeah. And it's kind of a thing too, where it feels like through your entire K through 12 education, they drill in your head, oh, you got to get good grades, got to get perfect grades. But like you were saying, you don't have to be perfect. If you can just learn and get through with decent grades, that's pretty much going to be the same thing. If anything, it'll be better because you're not stressing yourself out as much.
Well, and sometimes, like, say on like a test or something, if there's like questions I miss, when I realize what I missed, what like and what the real answer is, sometimes that sticks in my head better than the ones I got correct, because then I just kind of forget about them. It's like, oh well, I got it right, don't have to really think about it. So it's like, I almost feel like sometimes you can do too, like you can do well to a point of it being a disservice to yourself.
Yeah
like it affects your, not necessarily your mental health, but it stresses you out a lot more than if you were to just
be
normal, I guess.
So like, and I don't want to come across like I'm like a humble brag, but like I got my lowest test grade this semester at an 82 out of 100. So it was like a B minus or something. And I had like stress dreams for like 2 nights in a row about doing bad on tests and like missing tests. And like it affected me way more than it should have.
Right.
Getting a B minus, because that's still not that bad, for especially for like the first test of a semester, but that's just kind of where like my head still is. And like I wish I wasn't just getting out of this mindset now, and then like in my last semester of community college, like I wish this was something I would have worked on earlier, about not worrying so much about being like perfect.
Right.
Because again, it's like you said earlier, it's like no one else cares about it but me.
Mm-hmm.
Like no one else really cares about my test scores other than myself.
What's nice too is luckily you're self-aware to the point where you noticed you have those behaviors and you can kind of start changing them. There are a lot of people who probably don't realize they have that, who are then going to keep stressing themselves out and probably end up breaking down in some way, whether it be like, you know, a mental breakdown or something along those lines. But yeah, like I said, at least you have the hindsight to kind of be like, hey, maybe I should relax a little bit.
Yeah, self-awareness is key. Like, if you're self-aware, then, like, even if you are struggling with something, you realize it. Like, you're like, oh, like, it probably wasn't healthy that I was so worried about getting a B-. But, like, as long as you realize that, then you're in a lot better place.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And along with self-awareness, if you can look into the future somewhat, too, and kind of realize how your actions and your thoughts might be affecting you later on down the road, that's another thing too. I think it would be very important, especially for like a high school or even early college type person.
Yeah, that would also probably be my last thing I wish I realized or took more seriously early on, is mental health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, not that I necessarily dismissed it, but I didn't really realize that, like, I don't know, that my anxieties were causing so many issues early on. It's like, if I would have gotten a better support system or just, like, worked on my own mental health earlier, I don't know, I feel like it would have been easier to break out of this, like, cycle of, like, being anxious about, like, test scores or, like, just anxiety in general.
Yeah, definitely. And something I would kind of add to that too is, what's helped for me at least, is recognizing your stressors. So like for me, if I get, you know, a bunch of assignments plus like personal life and work stuff all piled onto me at once, that's when I kind of start to have more like mental problems and stuff. So if you can realize that's what triggers that, then you can kind of plan ahead of time and help yourself prevent those stressors. Like I can, I don't know, you know, spread out the work throughout the week or know what I have coming up so I'm prepared for it type thing. Just anything you can do to kind of minimize what causes your stress. That's what's helped me to really avoid having a lot of like mental problems and stuff like that.
Does anyone else have like another one they want to pivot to that they can think of?
Something I was going to clarify earlier, we were talking about, we said don't stress yourself out with perfect grades and just kind of like relax. But I would also say that doesn't mean don't try. Because I feel like what I was saying earlier, like at the beginning about how I didn't really plan for the future that much. I felt like if I had put in more effort in classes, I guess, maybe that would kind of start getting my thought process going of like what I might want to do. Because I was just kind of not coasting by, but just like doing the assignments and not really like thinking about them or the classes or anything. I was just kind of getting by. And I feel like if I had put in more effort and like tried in classes, not necessarily get perfect grades, but actually tried to learn, I'm curious to see how that might affect where I'm at now. But I don't know about you guys. What are you guys thinking?
There is a balance. Like that's what I was meaning. I guess I don't know if that came across. It's more like, yeah, it's like take it seriously, but not so seriously that you're almost hurting yourself more than you're helping yourself.
Right, exactly.
It really just depends on who you are. Like if you're an overly perfectionistic person, then dialing it back is like probably a good option. But if you're someone who, like in your case, Aaron, like you're like, oh, I don't really know what I'm doing and I'm not like trying, like, I don't know, if you said you like might not be like trying as harder to learn, then you might want to like, you know, like, yeah, like go the opposite way. So it just depends on like where you're at.
Right, definitely.
There's also a difference between learning and getting good grades. Like you can cram for a test and like memorize some of the material enough to put it on a test, but you might not actually be learning. Like,
yeah, haven't there been like studies and stuff too that show like grades and intelligence don't really align or something like that? I don't know. I can't really think of anything specific I saw. There's something kind of like the learning process in school is more like detrimental than it is helpful, but I don't know. Do you guys know anything about that?
I mean, I know personally that, especially again through high school, I would spend a lot of time not really, I wouldn't really care until like a night or two before a test. I would kind of cram. I would do well on the test and then just forget everything. Because it wasn't like, I wasn't learning it long term. I was just regurgitating information short term.
Right. Like there's a big difference too between memorizing for a test and learning the material so you actually know how to answer questions. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much all I had for planning for the future, unless you guys had anything else.
Did you have any more, Bella, that you wanted to?
Not really. I just think that I would have done high school a lot differently. So, like, honestly, like, talking about it right now has actually, like, been super helpful because I'm like, wow, I really should be, like, thinking about this stuff and, like, my future and how things are affecting me.
Definitely. And something that I was going to add just as a final thought. If by any chance there's any people from high school listening, which I know is a very slim chance, but if you are, just relax. Like we've been saying, like high school is not your world and just take a breather and enjoy it while it lasts. Because I mean, we're all still in school, but I feel like just transitioning out of high school, the amount of stress we had to deal with has gone up a lot more than when we were just in high school, kind of, you know, just going to school. I don't know if you guys have felt that, but I feel like just leaving high school, life kind of starts to set in a little bit more and you realize how good you actually had it when you were in high school.
I would even argue that that still applies to like college. Like you should still kind of just enjoy it while it lasts, because like college won't last forever.
Right. Yeah.
And too. Like there's aspects of college that people normally have in high school that I didn't have until, so it's like I feel like I have had more like at least friendly relations with other students here in college than I did in high school. I had no friends in high school, which again, maybe that's something that like maybe I wish that was different, but there's people that I know now in college that I probably won't speak to again after I graduate. this semester, or like going forward. Yeah. And like there's professors I have, clubs I've been a part of that like I'm only going to be a part of now while I'm at DMAC, or even like there's creative writing club I'm not even really able to do this semester because it's all virtual. So like that's effectively done.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I would still, yeah, I mean, be like, yeah, like don't, I don't know. Find a balance so that you can still enjoy your college life too.
Yeah, for sure.
Like take your studies seriously. Like don't take it for granted, but also don't take it so seriously you're neglecting all these other aspects of college life that you will only really have now.
Yeah. So if anyone listening is going to college just to party, drop out because you're missing your money.
You can party without tuition.
Right.
You don't need to go to college to do that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess if no one has any other final thoughts, and can just we'll just let it go here. It's been a fun chat. We've been the Campus Chronicle podcast, and keep an eye on our Twitter for our next poll for what we might talk about next time.